Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised. Is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Viewer discretion is advised. Filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Why, this your dude, Uncle Leroy Jr. Don't say the Jr. without the Leroy. Coming back at y'all with the sports chatter live from Dallas, Texas. You know, I know y'all noticed the bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Hey, this is the Sports Chatter Bad Boys edition for On the Run dude. Well, once On the Run dude, Conor McGregor. Man, he's been a talk of every social media platform. It's just been crazy. I don't know what's going on with this guy. But, yeah, he's just been all over the place in the news for crashing the UFC Media Day. So, you had to at least be under a rock if you haven't heard any of this going on lately. But some people saying that it was a publicity stunt. You know, some people, one thing I've read that it was actually, they called it a Don King move back in his time. So was it a publicity stunt? That was one of the hot topics today in a Sports Talk with Friends Facebook group was, do you think this whole Conor McGregor thing was a stunt? Because it could be the highlight of a Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight too in the octagon. So I would definitely want to hear your thoughts on that. So post that up in the group. But once again, do you think that was a publicity stunt? Me, myself, I really don't care because he was a loser to me anyway. So it really doesn't matter to me any kind of ways, but I definitely think he done lost his wits, and you know, hopefully he's able to recover. But we seen the interview that was posted in the group with Dana White. You know, he's calling him a thug, you know, like just denouncing his whole behavior, his career, just saying that, you know, he might not ever fight. He doesn't even support him. Now, this is the same guy who was just over his wits, just all in on Conor McGregor for this Floyd Mayweather fight, you know, so definitely it's a tale of the tale to see where this is going to go, because this is definitely the first time this has happened under the leadership of Dana White, as he was, I don't know his position in the UFC, but this is the first time any of this has happened under his reign, I guess. But one of his words were, he is a thug. You know, I haven't really heard that been called outside of the black race, you know. So, man, hey, no pun intended if I just call him, just say thug McNasty, because it just feels weird that, you know, Dana White would call Conor McGregor a thug. But talking about what people call Conor McGregor, we had two people in the group who posted their thoughts on what do they feel Conor McGregor is. One says he's this is Eli calls him straight stupid. So I definitely gotta agree with you on that, because he's stuck on something. And the next one we have is by Ed. He just called him a dumbass with money. But we definitely want to hear your thoughts on that. So post your thoughts in the group. Let us know what do you feel Conor McGregor is or his acts. How do you categorize his acts? Are these thuggish acts? Are these hoodlum acts? What is this? But everybody take a break. So I'm about to give y'all a little bit more.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Viewer discretion.
Filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
In a court of law. So, hey, sports fanatic, look who we had to go send them cops on. Cops to come and get. Who is this?
Oh, you already know, man. Little Jimmy up in the building doing this thing, being all late. Cops had to come knock on the door, come get me to get back on this thing. I apologize to the world.
Already, it's all good, but we just going live on Conor McGregor, so how do you feel about this whole media day fiasco? Do you feel it was a publicity stunt? Because dude went all in, it was just crazy.
I think it's a thug with money, I honestly feel like it's how back in the real rap days of Biggie and Tupac, when you got the entourage and everybody want to fight the fight. He's doing that. I'm gonna say this about the Mayweather fight. Mind you, this guy is not a fighter, but he's doing this. Come on now, if you gonna bring any two people together, once again, for example, bring LeBron on the football field. Everybody wants to see it. Not because he might not be good at it, but just the fact that it's interesting to see. So him doing stuff like this, that's for everybody to be all looking at him. Oh, he gonna get point. He gonna get his money. And I've seen that he already posted bond already. He's not like he doesn't have the money. He's just doing it.
He posted bond and they let him go. They allowed him free travel back to Ireland. How'd that go?
Yeah, he's going to Ireland. Yep, going right back to Ireland. But the thing is, just money talks, man. It's like they know that he's going to do this again. He's a hothead. So it's like it's crazy. It is what it is. They're going to do that. He's just like to do stuff. In the limelight, that's all it is, man.
Real. Because he was very disrespectful during the weigh-in and, all type of interactions with Floyd Mayweather during they fight. Dude was just popping off, just talking crazy.
But think about it. He's doing more fights in the weigh-in and more fights right now in the Barclays Center than he did in the ring with Floyd. Come on, man. He's doing this for publicity. He's not fighting to fight. He's just doing everything for publicity right now. Because think about it right now. If you thought about how he done in the UFC, 9 times out of 10, you arguably find somebody who could beat him. You can have that argument about who is better and all the other stuff, or who anybody could beat him. So he had to go outside of sport. Now he lost in that. So what else can he put his hand in? I got to go in the media and get a stunt.
Right.
He'll get paid more for the stunt that he did than the money coming out of his pocket. So
now what's crazy because as I spoke about earlier to the listeners that. It's they compared this to Don King to a Don King stunt, saying that this could be the comeback for the Floyd Mayweather McGregor fight number 2 in the octagon.
Yeah, that's all it is. You have to hype it up some way. You can't not go get for example, at a weigh-in. You think Floyd go fight or he gonna do any theatrics? No, he's not gonna do that. Regardless if it's his sport or somebody else's sport, so Conor has to step all this stuff up. So doing that is going to be like, he's doing this. Look at how he's doing that. Okay, now I really want to see if he can beat Floyd at his sport. So it's like, it's another publicity stunt. And it's crazy that they got Dana White all up in this, because Dana White, obviously, he does not care for Conor McGregor, but that's the man that's making his money.
Right. But that was that was just cash cow during that fight. So, I don't know if you've seen, because it was posted in a group, his interview where he called Conor McGregor a thug. He was backing him. He's not, no one wants to back him.
Nobody does. But at the end of the day, what you going to do? You going to ride this cash cow and let him do all his crazy theatrics, or you going to sit up here and just sit back and talk bad about it? Regardless, at the end of the day, Dana White and the UFC are going to get their money off of Conor McGregor. That's just the bottom line. They're going to get their money. He can say what he wants off of him, but he knows where his money coming from. He knows where it is.
But I'm waiting to see how the city of New York is going to step in, because that's not like an Alabama court. Like, you know, that's one of the that has one of the highest courts.
But I'm gonna say this, and correct me if I'm wrong. Any justice system holds things out and they draw it out for a while. So when this stuff goes to court, it's gonna be around a time where he's either fighting or he's in the middle of his big training to fight, and it's gonna be a decision to be made. Do we want to give him a harsh penalty so he can't fight? Or we're going to try to go lenient on him because we know just as much as he wants and needs to do to get this fight and get this money where we want it to get to. It's all about money, man.
Right. Because I think this dude, Bond, was they had him for criminal mischief. That was one of the charges. And like I seen assault. But
yeah, it's assault and criminal mischief.
It's all like
50
grand. I'm like, come on, man. I can shake hands and get, you know, the bond for that. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You got all this money, you know, and he a flight risk. You know, like, come on. Like
that's
it says money, but it's just like, come on, man. How you going to do that? They got people in there, you know, wishing they had a 50 grand bond, and they stay up the street from the jail. You know what I'm saying? They can't get
out. He's allowed to keep his passport. So if I'm not mistaken, what I read, it said something about pursuing his craft. So, you know, that means he can get to go back and forth to fight. But do this and all that. When the last time you heard him training? I hear more about Floyd training than this guy.
Real talk, because I've been seeing posts like him in the octagon, you know, him in the him in the cage. I mean,
yeah.
So I don't know if that was real news, but you know, he was posting that. I seen it.
Yeah, it's out there, but you know, it's just the kind of thing is trash. If they're gonna sweep everything and anything under the rug, he's gonna get a little small slap on the wrist is all good.
Yeah, you already know how that goes. But, you know what I'm saying, we're just going to move on. But before we move on, you know, one last thing. So do you think this is a career-ending stunt for dude? Like, do you think
I'm going to go one better. It's a career-building stunt. Yes, he has a career already, but this is going to heighten his career up even more. That's all it is.
Okay.
He's 29. He's throwing hands and all this other stuff. He's doing stupid, crazy stuff. And this day and age you live in, too, people like the hype. So it's not going to back in the day, it's career ending. But right now,
That's real time.
It's a boasting career.
That's real talk. Man, I just had a technical difficulty. My iPad just flipped over. So you'll see that in the group. It's like, look like a suicide attempt. But I'm back in that thing. Bang! But yeah, that's crazy. But, you know, it's like, they didn't even piss test this dude. Like, you know, normally it'll be like, hey, you know, he, you know, check his urine or something like that. You know, like, I didn't even see any of that. You know, like, no one ever implied that he was going off some drugs, some meth, some crack. Like, you know, you think this is...
I hate to put the race card. I hate to play the race card. It's because he's not black. Let that be Floyd.
They called him a thug,
he was on that stuff and all this other stuff. He has it going on, and that's exactly what it is for what it is right now, so... It is what it is, man.
Like, I could, like, when I heard Dana White call him a thug, I damn near did a backwards flip. Like, I was like, thug? Like, thug nasty? Like real thug? Like, thug life?
Yeah,
like,
well, you know, he's an Irish thug. Now, mind you, you're going to throw him in a Calio at nighttime, and you're not going to do nothing but get his ass shot up. So, you know, big difference.
All right.
But
I'm back.
He's a thug, and in his where he's from, yeah, he's a thug.
Right, that's true. So, but yeah, I was just laughing. I was like, man, he called him a thug. So, but yeah, we're just gonna move on, man. Definitely, I gotta stop the show and give a good shout out to my dudes, Ziggy and Branched Off Epps. You know, man, that was great hard work and dedication to make this dad and son's camping trip a success. Man,
man
them
respect,
kids,
man, respect.
Them kids ate so much. I was like, dude, and it was funny. It was funny, man, watching the older kids, they hanging in the trees, while the young kids, they trying to look for them some skins. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we had an age bracket, like, from 5 to 12, you know, so it was like, we had, like, a couple that was 5, you know, they couldn't get on the bigger trees that the 7 and 10-year-olds could, but the 11 and 12-year-olds, they were around walking. They were hot in the pants, Pot. I was like, ooh, wait. But it was a great trip, man. Great opportunity. So big ups to, you know, big shout out to Branstoff Epps and Ziggy. You know, that was great hard work. I appreciate y'all. But, man, you, how you doing on the fantasy baseball?
Man, everybody got me. I'm gonna give a little plug on a shout out to the 12 teams that did sign up and get a thing. But right now, I started with fifth, but I'm down 6-3 right now. I don't believe I'm gonna catch up with the gap and close the gap to get this victory over Ellie's team. But you know, shout out to the commish, he's down too. Shout out to Lionel. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm saying this. It won't last for long, but he's winning right now 6-4. Shout out
to
Randy's team. He's up 7-3.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh yeah.
Get out,
yeah.
Cuz. Yeah. Get
him. So shout out, you know, we got Randall's team up 7-3. We got Joey Kenner's team tied at 4, and out the park is over H's nice team is up 6-4. The first week of this baseball season is crazy, man. Not just for our fantasy baseball. Once again, shout out to the 12 teams that's in it, but that's baseball itself. You know, the baseball fans who are out there following it, you know, the World Series champions, shout out Houston Astros. You know, they're leading the AL right now. Nice 6-1 record tied up there with Boston Red Sox, who've been overwhelming 5-1 at home. I don't know why. I don't know how. But, you know, it's another controversial thing we could talk about later. You know, at the top of the NL, we surprisingly, Arizona Diamondbacks 6-1 tied up, followed by the Mets and Pirates. Surprisingly, the Pirates, because everybody believing that the Cubs are going to win NL Central, let alone the NL itself, they are 5-1, and the Cubs sit right now at a whopping 3-3. And everybody who bleeds blue, oh, shout out to the Astros, beat these guys in the World Series. Kershaw, he's struggling right now, but they're 2-5, sitting third from the bottom in the West. Mind you, still week one. We have a long way to go in the baseball season, but you know, like the commissioner always say, you know, it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. But a good start goes a long way, though. So that is what it is for what
but
it
I
needs to be.
Yes, sir. I got a trap, though. So where we're at. So, man, I was just reading this comment on that was posted in our group, you know, our Facebook group. If you're not a part of it, definitely join it, Sports Talk with Friends. And the thing is does Dez have anything in the tank, you know, left in the tank? And it was posed that, you know, so he should go to San Francisco or another team, just one that's better than the Dallas Cowboys, because Dak Prescott can't get him the ball. And he said, that's a different look for real. How would it work with that many attitudes on one team, Sherman and Dez?
Okay.
So I have to
go to believe that the attitude with Sherman and Dez, I think that's going to be great because of the fact that they're on opposite sides of the ball. And I don't believe that if they were on the same position, then I think that would be a problem because, you know, it's like let's put Dez and T.O. on the same team. Both of them demands the ball. So they'll think, okay, I want the ball, give me the ball. But these are two separate sides. They're going to make each other better, let alone make everybody else better. Now, he goes to San Francisco. I'm going to say that San Francisco will be a scary team. And I'm going to say the NFC West, you know, will be more scarier than any other division ever because the Seahawks are going to be there, being that they have the 12th man. The Rams are
Seahawks?
Set. I think that you got to beat them in Seattle. And if you can't beat them in Seattle, you know, that's 8 wins.
Scott,
right there.
You don't like that.
No,
I'm
going to
shout out
to Seahawks. I hate the Seahawks, but you know that's the way it is. You gotta give respect where respect is due. The Rams are stacked. The Cardinals, I think they're gonna finish fifth in the division. Mind you, only got 4 teams, but they're not that good this year. But I think they're gonna do very well. Now the 49ers are picking up a lot of people, and everybody to put them on notice. If he goes over there with Garoppolo, I believe in that guy. I say watch yourself, man, because he. With the new rule that came from him stemming in Green Bay for the playoff game, the
what
same
rule?
Guy that 49ers not playing the Cowboys in their division, because that'll be two games to watch every year.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
There. But like
okay.
You said, man, and I do believe the Dak Prescott plug. I believe that once you don't have any film on a new player, when he came out and did the things that he's done at that particular time, you can't never plan for somebody you never saw before. So if you got one game, if he has a good string of 10 games, it's hard for the next defensive coordinator, regardless if you Dick LeBeau or anybody else, to plan for this guy. That's what I see why he had one good season, plus the fact that, you know, his running game was just, like, off the charts. But now when you see him settle into the quarterback that he is, he's not a very good quarterback. And I think Dallas, wow, you know, messing over Romo, they're getting their due diligence now. Since messing over Romo, doing the fact that they did to him, Dak Prescott is not all that good quarterback. He just wasn't had enough tape for him to be playing for. That couple
That's
of times,
right,
like, he can't stay on the field, or he cannot stop smoking weed in the outfield offseason trying to hide it. Yeah, shout out to Sports Talk with Friends. Hey, video's on there. So if you go do it big. Let's not do it and try to hide it in your hand, brother. You go burn your tips off. Let's try not to do that.
Wait, yeah. You got me checking my tips now, man. Hold on. Let me find out you the police.
Yeah, they can't see the donuts now. You
break
funny
on that, man. I got to check his credentials. Like, hold on, man. We got
your discretion is advised.
Uh-oh.
Filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Hey, and we're back. This your dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Junior or the Leroy. Don't say either up without saying the up. You know what I'm saying? Holly with my dude with a co-host. Who he is?
Lil Jimmy. You already know. Not from the block, though. Let's get it.
I'll tell you, I was going to get the drop. What? This DJ Jimmy. Wait. T.T. Tucker. DJ. Oh, this one. God, take it out.
No, we can bust it around here now. We can start having everybody shaking on air now. Let's get it.
Lee, well, from that break, we came back with the. I don't know if everybody heard, but there's some things going on there to get your ass put the hell out of the Masters. The golf. What is it? The golf course? The Masters? Whatever. But I got the top three things, hashtagged or said, that will get you put out the goddamn Masters. Number three, I love Martha Burke. Who the hell is Martha Burke?
No, man, that's a white thing, man. It has to be a white thing.
I thought I was saying Martha Stewart. I was like, shit, I
love me too. Man, what a pie is that, man? What a pie is that?
Right, that's why I was like, Martha Burke, like, I didn't even Google her. I was just, you know, I was a shot in the dark. I was hoping somebody would say because, yeah. So definitely next post in the group going to be, who the hell is Martha Burke? That's number three. You ready for number two?
Let's go.
You the man.
Oh, I'm going to say, hey, Dilly Dilly. I'm going to do that like that because I know it came from the commercial and everything, but come on, bro. Somebody swing you. Dilly Dilly.
Right.
What is that?
That's the number one. That's the number one word that will get your ass put the hell out of the Masters. Dilly dilly. I was like, how the hell you can't say dilly dilly? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like,
yeah,
really.
True.
That's crazy. I was like, oh, and then on the side note, you know what I'm saying? Free Meek Mill.
Wait, you know what? I know Tiger's black, or he's Capricorn, or whatever you want to call him.
That's
how many black people out there walking that long ass thing? No white person wants to freak me. Free Meek, man. Come on, bro. They talk about Free Meek. That's what they talk about. They ain't no Meek. They Meek. Free Meek. That's what they talk about out here in these streets, man.
Right. That's number one. That's the number one controversial. That's the most controversial word that gets you put out the goddamn Masters is Free Meek.
That's 1A. Let's go 1B, man. R.I.P. Harambe. Come on, dude. I love Harambe. Come on, get me going. Come on, man.
Right. But, hey, man, shout out to Harambe, too. You know, like, shit. I looked out my head, the shirt, like, said, free that food. That is crazy. Like, what the hell world we live in, man? Like, what happened, like, for real? that goes, that's freedom of speech. Don't even, I was about to say that, but yeah, we know that's a false advertisement.
Yeah, that'll get you put out now. Watch out.
For real, talking about getting put out, have you heard about what that dude named? LaVar Ball? Is that, that's the son?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. He's been laying low. Yeah.
He has a baby on the way.
Yeah, you know he's about to do another football.
Controlled by the daddy. But, man, talking about this, I felt bamboozled. Goddamn, me and the group on LaVar Ball. That was, hey, shout out to CJ. That was pretty clever. You know, I really didn't appreciate being out maneuvered like that. So let me ask you this question. Who is the better player? You listening?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, player one, he averages 11.7 points per game, averages 7.7 assists per game, 5.4 rebounds per game, 272 three-point percentage, 385 field goal percentage. Player two averages 11.2 points per game, 7.2 assists per game. That took me, it was like a tongue twister right there. But 6.9 rebounds per game, 305 three-point percentage and 360 field goal percentage. I don't know if you can remember that, but who do you think is the better player?
I'm going to go with, wow, this is tough. Now, the points per game and assists per game are the same. They got the other person, the second person averaged a little bit more rebounds, and he shoots better from the three-point percentage overall from the field. So I'm going to go with player two. Only because of his fit. It seems as if he takes better shots. I'm sorry. Player one takes better shots because of the field goal percentage. He takes bad threes, but he shoots well from the field, 38%. But as you see, you got an average person shooting 31% from the three-point line, 36% from the field goal. So I'm going to go player two.
So player one was Jason Kidd. Player two is goddamn LaVar Ball. I was so pissed off.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
I was like, really? So this, no, not LaVar, Lonzo Ball, the rookie stat.
Lonzo Ball.
I was like, really? Yeah, him. I was like, really? That's how we do it? So, shout
and
out to my
I totally understand that. I totally understand. You know, you have to go different eras, too. You got to go different eras.
That is true, because now these dudes putting up points like crazy. So, you know, we got to, you know, you got to compare someone to,
okay,
like you said, to what
let's do this. Let's try to put this out there. Now, Jason Kidd was never known as a 3-point shooter. He could hit the open three, but he wasn't shooting the three like you would think he would. But as you see, with his field goal percentage being higher, he took smarter shots. Now, mind you, any time you've seen Lonzo Ball take an open 2-point shot, he takes bad threes. Very bad threes, but you don't hardly ever see him go to the rim unless he's getting a layup from an assist from somebody else. Now,
I've seen
assist,
right too. Sorry.
Yeah, many a time. Like you open a can and the can't even open. Like it's just that bad. He has I don't know how he's averaging 11 something points, but at this day and age in the NBA, even poor Adam Morrison for the Bobcats can average 11 right now.
Wow.
Look how deep into his stats. Because he has people that go carry him. Julius Randle, you know, and Brooke. If Jason Kidd had a Brooke Lopez, and I'm not exactly sure who he had his rookie year, I think he played with Dallas his rookie year. Now, I don't think you can name one other person off the Dallas Mavericks team when Jason Kidd played. But Lonzo Ball has a couple of ballers on his team. So, yes,
no
everybody go sit and look at Lonzo Ball stats, but come on now. I don't think you have to get that much deep into it to say that he's better than Jason Kidd.
Are they padded? You think they panic
stats? Of course. But let's think about it like this. If we want to get deep into this, Lonzo Ball missed a lot of games. So a lot of his stuff, and then it's like he, when the time that he was out, didn't they trade somebody or didn't they lose somebody or something? Whatever happened. Something supposedly happened at that year. So you can't let that look at that. Let's look at what Jason Kidd did in his time. So everybody's going to look at it. I think Jason Kidd is the overall better player, both rookie year and overall. I don't think Lonzo Ball is going to turn it to him. But, you know, shout out to him. He made it to the league, even if it was because of his daddy. He made it to the league.
Right, Dad. He need to lay off that gas or pass it to me.
Oh yeah, he needs to.
Your boy Uncle Leroy.
Yeah, maybe that baby will help him out. That baby will help him out.
Selfless, because he need to grow up some cojones and actually start standing up on his own 2 feet as a man, and you know, stray away from his dad. It's time. So, who are your favorites going into this last this stretch for the playoff run?
I'm biased. Well, my Rockets all the way. You know, we number one overall seed. I know we got a couple other teams out there that we are worried about, but, you know, the Warriors ain't one of them. Shout out to Houston again. But looking at the overall standing, the East is locked up. And as we currently speak, anybody is supposedly watching the current NBA games, we have Philadelphia killing Cleveland right now by 15 in the third quarter without Embiid.
So that's going to
put a big old thing about it. That's going to put a big old press on the Eastern Conference Finals because Cleveland will drop down to 4. And that means if Cleveland stays at 4, they're going to have a hard time with Indiana in the first round, but then they got to go to Toronto. I'm not saying Toronto could beat them, but let's look at Philadelphia. Philadelphia take a banged-up Miami team with Embiid and Whiteside, who have been going at each other, with Ben Simmons being a 6'10 point guard who cannot be stopped, will go up against a banged-up Boston team. I believe that Philadelphia has the easiest path with having the third seed going to the Eastern Conference Finals. And given Embiid and Ben Simmons that type of playoff experience in the first two rounds, I think it could possibly put up an upset if Cleveland is the one to make it to face them. Now, looking at the Western Conference, you got to shake some dice, man. The Western Conference playoff race between 4 and 10 is shaking worse than a bad pair of dice. So, you know, I honestly believe the Clippers are going to fall out because right now with 3 games left, they're 2 games back in the loss column, having to have to play, I think, Minnesota or Denver, either or even both. So that looks at Portland, Utah, San Antonio, OKC, Pelicans, shout out to them, Minnesota and Denver. Denver getting a big win over Minnesota last night, and they're about to play them again. So whomever wins that particular game, I think, is going to lock up the 8 seed. I think they're going to be in there. So I look at whomever the winner out of Denver and Minnesota, which I would say I'm going to take Denver. I believe they're going to be number 8 going up against Houston. I think Houston getting either New Orleans or Minnesota or Denver, go 4-1, 4-0 them. Then Golden State will do the same thing if they do not get OKC or San Antonio.
So you think OKC has a chance without they do?
You know what? I thought about it, and I would say that they did. But the other night when they played them without Curry being there, on their home floor, and they still lost with Westbrook getting his triple double. I don't think so. Now, the intensity of the playoffs does rise at the end of the day, regardless of how much hatred I or any other person that does not go for Golden State has, they're still a champion. So you have to beat them. And now OKC can do their thing. Now, mind you, I would love them to fall to 7. I would love them to fall to 7. They fall to 7, they play Golden State. I think New Orleans go to 6, and they play Portland. New Orleans can win it. I would like to watch the OKC series. Hopefully they can take them to 7 or even beat them. But, you know, that's why they play the game.
I want New Orleans to beat OKC because they tried to take my Hornets after the storm. Bam. Yeah.
True. There you go. That's mad love right there, man. Mad respect. I take that. No way for them to be able to play each other, but that's good.
I just want to throw that out there. Like Kanye wanted to grab the mic. That's it.
or like Trump want to grab her by the, that's exactly how they want to do it, man. So you know how it is. Yeah, grab it while you can, you know.
But talk about why we're grabbing sorry, what you about to say?
No, you go.
Hey, talking about grabbing, we got WrestleMania coming up. WrestleMania 34 that's taking place in New Orleans. Where you calling from?
504.
Right in your city. So,
yeah, man, I'm up in it, man.
Real spill?
I was going to go. I had a chance, but I can't. You know, life gets in the way.
I understand. But, for those like yourself that's out in the DFW, you know what I'm saying? Y'all come, you know, check it out with your boy. Ziggy going to come through. The fam going to be here, gnarling style. you know, watch it on the 70-inch screen. I don't know the last time I watched wrestling. You know what I'm saying? So,
you and I both.
A lot of old schools on there. So that's what makes this WrestleMania so interesting for myself. So, when last time you watched wrestling?
Last time you did. Times 2 years before that.
Well, no, for real. I think I was still in DVDs at the time. I was in my Sunday. Well, man. But who was your...
Shout out to Chapo Dillinger, because I know he's a big wrestling fan. I know if he didn't have to... well, he might be out there. So, you know, that's... I wish he was here to put the plug on it. He knows a whole lot more than I do on wrestling, because he watches it faithfully, and I don't watch it since...
Up to Lewis, you know what I'm saying? Big ups, no, wait, wrong hand, salute you, taking your kid out there to the, you know what I'm saying, to the matchup. As a kid, I wanted to do it. I used to close my eyes, imagine I was there jumping off the bed. You know what I mean? Well, I used to, I was like Superfly Jimmy Snookoff, and I used to like him, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and, who's that? That's Hulk Hogan. No, wait. Step into a Slim Jim, one of them. I was a big Hulk Hogan fan. I didn't like, Macho Man Randy Savage. But, yeah, man, I look forward to
Macho Man, yeah.
Coming out, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth area. Come out, hang out with the commission. You know what I'm saying? I got my dudes here. The admin staff going to be here. You know, it's a potluck, New Orleans style. Bring something if you can. If not, hey, bring you a cup and a plate and some forks. If not, we got all that.
Bring you friends.
Right, look, hey, man, I'm telling you, in the camping, oh, wait, look, we had everything but barbecue utensils. So we were using sticks, talking about feeling like the Flintstones. So, man, big ups to everyone that came out to that dad and son camping trip. But we about to wrap things up, man. Anything you might want, giving a shout out, little Jimmy. I gotta get you a little it, like.
Well, hold up before we peace out. I do got a shout out, man. I brought a surprise for you, Commissioner. You my boy, man. I got somebody for you, man. Look, I'm gonna get the intro in it. Hopefully, you come in with it. You know, my boys, bad boys 1, 2, and we gonna make this bad boys 3. Throw it out for the shout out, my boy Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
Viewer discretion is advised.
What a way to come in, man. I ain't heard from those since the intro.
I haven't heard from dudes since he lost in the fantasy football. I mean, so I'm putting the shout out for the plug.
Dude, ain't much like accept my invite. You heard me? I didn't send him a friend request, sent it again. You know, I think he about 2 seconds from blocking me. What's up with that, Mike Lowry?
Look, one and a half.
I don't be on Facebook, man. Like, when he told me to join the league, I had to go on Facebook. It took me about 3 weeks to find my password. I don't even be on that thing, you heard me?
Y'all see how slick that is? He was like, oh, man, I don't be on Facebook. You know, when he told me to join the league.
That's Mike Lowry roll, though. Mike Lowry.
Right, y'all said it's like Mike Lowry. Just slick, you heard me?
Can't do nothing but get in trouble on Facebook, you heard me? So I left it alone, though.
Real talk. Hey, well, keep sprinkling some pimp juice on us, Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
I just came to hear what y'all were talking about, man.
Hey, so who you got? So you know WrestleMania 34 is gonna be in New Orleans. So I'm hearing something about a dream matchup. But who are the favorites? Like, who are your favorites?
My favorite wrestler?
Yeah, that's gonna be at WrestleMania 34. Or just in general.
You know, I'm old school, man. So you know, my favorite wrestlers go back to the Stone Cold and the Rock days. I like people that talk.
You like Mr. Policeman, huh?
I'm not
familiar with Gold Dust, huh?
I'm not too familiar with these
new
cats, you know what I'm saying? My
children
don't like wrestling, so I don't really watch much of them.
Same here, man. I was just, Jerry was just talking about that. I've been watching that since, like, I was in BBDs or something, man, in British Knights.
I was about to say, now you took it all the way back to the early 90s. See, everybody ain't going to know about all that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So, well, who are your favorite? You know what I'm saying? We're going to get the Mike Lowry picks, and we're going to roll up out this thing. So, who is the, who are your top two basketball teams that's going to make it in this playoff run?
I mean, my heart won't say the Warriors, but they looking real vulnerable right now. On the cool, like, I'm looking for Utah to make some noise because they play solid defense. I watch the boys, like, they play good defense. And I think Philly going to surprise some people this year in the playoffs, bro. Everybody count them out because they're young, but they hungry, bro. I think they're going to surprise some people this year.
Okay, okay. That's a big claim right now, man. Like, I haven't even seen or considered Philly as a contender like that. So, hey, I like that. That's the Mike Lowry thing for basketball.
You know, if they're messing around to get that easy first round there, I think that experience is going to help them go forward. And not playing somebody like Cleveland until the Eastern Conference Finals, all they're going to do things to make it better for them.
Yeah, well, you know that Kyrie injury just really opened the door up.
Exactly, exactly.
For them to really get a chance to make a little bit of noise in that first round. As long as they, to me, if they stay out of that 5 seed and don't have to play Indiana in that first round, I think they're going to make some noise.
Well, like I was talking about it earlier, like right now they're up by, well, now it's only 8 points they're up in the third quarter over Cleveland. But whoever wins this game, 9 times out of 10, go get the third seed. So if they get the third seed, Cleveland go play Indiana first round, and Philadelphia get Miami, which you think, I would think they'll beat Miami, then they're going to play Boston. And then that's 2-3 right there in the second round, and they beat them, and who they go play either Toronto or Cleveland for the Eastern Conference Finals.
So
like
you
say, the Eagles came and Villanova came, so why not Philly in basketball to try to take something? Some kind of positivity.
I'm about to tell you, but Boston only got to have a team. You really think they're coming out the first round right now?
Well, 2-7. But
problem.
True, but, you know, they're going to play Washington 9 times out of 10. Or even Milwaukee. They play Milwaukee. Milwaukee beat them, but they play Washington. I think they could slide by Washington only because of the strength of them having home court.
Okay.
So home court going to play an advantage?
Oh, yeah, especially with teams that are weaker and teams that are injured, having that home court advantage, you know. Like, it's better for you to cook at your house than to cook at somebody else's house.
Makes sense. All right, that's the NBA Mike Lowry pick. Philly, and who was the second one?
I'm leaning towards Utah right now, bro.
Utah, that's the other one. Yeah, I couldn't believe that. So it's Philly and Utah. So listeners, if you need some, you know, off-the-radar teams, Philly and Utah. So now we're going to go to baseball. Who are your top two baseball teams?
Oh, I'm going to say St. Louis Cardinals. Oh,
he's a hater. That's why. What about the Marlboro Series champions, man?
I can't lie, bro. It's going to hurt me to say this one out loud, but that squad the Yankees put together is illegal, man.
No, it's not.
I couldn't hear you. Repeat that again?
Okay. I'm going to throw this out right now. Right now.
Yo.
Throw this out
there. Did you watch the game the other day when Sandy struck out 5,000?
Okay, watch it. Did you watch the Baltimore game last night? Are you serious right now? In Yankees, they were losing to Baltimore?
Yankees.
But you act like Baltimore don't have a good team. Everybody
they don't
lose sometimes. Yo,
no, nah.
Game.
Okay, for one, if you're in Yankee Stadium, they were 1-5. And you let them come in your house and put their feet on your couch and eat your white food without licking the spoon? Come on, dog.
So what you're saying is the hater in you because you're an Astros fan just refuses
to. Okay, for one, we beat them last year, and we're going to beat them again this year.
It's a whole
nother
team. You can't tell me what you
okay. I'm glad you said that. Okay, they got two people, right? Two people swinging a bat. Two people that's in home runs. Tell me they're not at the top, both of them, two people, not the top 10 in strikeouts. Come on, dude. Come on, man. They're going to strike out as more home runs than hit. And you can't name which one of them hit more home runs that are not singles. I'm sorry, solo home runs. They trash, dude. They trash.
You gonna have a long season because y'all say y'all ain't winning championship.
Mike Lowry,
I'm gonna tell you, those Houston fans really believe that they gonna go back because they like Lewis. Shout out to Lewis, he all in a group posting they going back. Ain't played the first game, they going back. So,
okay, but check this out. I'm gonna piggyback that. Not even because I'm an Astros fan, because our division is watered down. Nobody in our division gonna come at least 10 games against us. And the only teams you're going to have to worry about, whoever come out the Central, with 9 times out of 10, is going to be Cleveland. And the Boston and Yankees going to beat each other up. We ain't worried about that. Right. Yeah, we scared of Boston. We scared of Boston. But the Yankees trash, though.
If we talking going to the playoffs, that's one thing. But y'all not winning nothing this year, man. Y'all
okay,
not,
that's what you said. Okay, so you know what? Nah, this the real hater is about to come out. Where St. Louis at? I'll wait.
We going to Boston this year. Don't worry about where we at. We done made the
Oh, no, y'all going to the steroid shop. That's where y'all going. Oh. It's the steroid shop, man.
Hey, bro, that's the hater in you right there, bro.
Yeah. Ain't no hate. Y'all dudes are trash, bro. Who gonna finish? Who gonna finish better? Y'all or the Cubs? I always.
Who what?
Are y'all making the playoffs this year?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Take this down, bro.
Oh, it's marked down. Why?
Astros,
you know what episode?
Making the playoffs.
St.
Louis
bad
boy. Sure, on the podcast today on April 6th, we come up here talking about how this guy Mike Lowry taking the St. Louis Cardinals, Mr. Roy Central himself, gonna make the playoffs. You're not making. Y'all not winning y'all division, bro.
And we barely missed out last year, and we didn't.
Wait, hold on. Barely what? Barely what?
What you think missed right? This year? And we made, no, we made the moves we needed to make. Man.
Y'all couldn't hit the toilet seat, dog. Y'all missed. Pee all on the floor.
He tried to slide that in, and he said we barely missed the playoffs.
As long as it's at your house, we can keep missing the toilet at your house. We don't care about that.
Okay, cool. That's fine. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna wipe it up. We're gonna wipe it up and put it on you. That's what we're gonna do. Come on, let's go.
Bro, you just being ready for your long season. Son. You're going to be sad this year, bro.
Yeah, bro, y'all got 4 losses already. We don't get our 4th loss until April. What is it? April? May. We don't get our 4th loss until May. Shout out to the Astros, fan.
You taking that bet?
You taking that bet that y'all going to make the playoffs?
You taking that bet?
You going to make the playoffs?
We can take both bets. What you talking?
Oh, hey, well, I'll say let's make a claim.
Holla at me.
Who?
Maybe, come on. Okay. On the live podcast, 25 on y'all making the playoffs.
Who is
y'all making the playoffs? You betting on that?
Who is y'all?
St. Louis Cubs. St. Louis Cubs.
Messy. This your boy Uncle Leroy. I'm.
Oh
right.
You know what? Better yet, I got shout out to Gamiss. Put the plug in for fantasy football. Whoever lose got to pay the other one fantasy football fees. Let's go right now. Let's go.
That's some big talk.
St. Right Louis there. Make it, I pay yours. St. Louis miss, you pay mine. There we go, right now.
That's done.
So it ain't the 25.
The time comes around, come in. You know who paying mine.
Just
double it up and send it to his email.
Don't worry, I don't know how to spell.
I'm going to spell Cardinals. I need spell check, but I got it. So if the Cardinals make it to the playoffs, Jimmy, you going to be out of some fantasy football feed?
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I'm going to put something up for somebody who ain't going to win it. No way. But it's all good.
Make it rain on them fantasy football league dudes. Hey, shout out if y'all haven't part of the Facebook group, Sports Talk with Friends. You know, we host all fantasy leagues, all sports, but hey, our thing is in fantasy football leagues, we dogs. Holla at them.
But
Mike Lowry picks. So we got baseball, the Cardinals and the Yanks. Basketball, we got Utah and forgot the other team this time.
Philadelphia.
Oh, Rocky. Okay, so I think I might remember that this time. So, shit. What else we got next? Football?
Hey, you might want to ask Joe about hockey. He watch that.
Oh, okay.
We get up in that, man. I think that, you know, I think Tampa Bay is going to take it all this year. Shout out to the Lightning. But, you know, that's why they play the game, man. They're going to see what's going on for this playoff run. Playoff's about to start. But, shout out to Vegas, the expansion team. First team ever make the playoffs coming out the expansion year. They gonna do what they gotta do too. They think they're going into the playoffs number 3 seed if I'm not mistaken. But they're doing very well, man. So all y'all hockey fans get geared up because the playoffs about to start within a week, just like NBA and NHL start around the same time.
All right, so yeah, I was just showing off on the podcast because I have no clue about what it is, hockey. You know what I'm saying? I was like, Vegas, I think I was listening to the Eddie Robb show. Big ups to the Eddie Robb show every Tuesday at 6:30. Make sure y'all tune in. Get the latest sports, anything news, anything tips, anything sports. Tune in every Tuesday to the Eddie Rob Show. But yeah, I was listening to the Eddie Rob Show. He talked about Vegas. I'm like, Vegas? When did they get a hockey team? It doesn't even snow in Vegas. Like, shows you how you know much of this stuff I'm keeping up with. But big ups to Lil Jimmy and Mike Lowry, cause yeah, I'm lost on that. But so who would who's gonna be the bigger upset? The Rams? Well, not the Rams, but how far do you think the Cleveland Browns are gonna go next? Well, this upcoming football year. Because they've been making a lot of moves during this offseason.
I'm going to put it like this. If they draft Saquon Barkley, they're going to be a 500 team next year. If they don't take him with one of them two first four picks,
he ain't going past two.
They're
going to take him
number
one or not.
Four or five, man.
They got to take him number one or not.
You got three teams that need quarterbacks up there in front of them. So
I understand it. It's the top four things. Quarterbacks are coming. They're coming.
Not a running back like Barkley, bro. That's your definition, bro. Because you can sit behind Carlos Hyde, you ain't got to throw him in the fire right away. And then you can drive a quarterback and let him sit behind Tyrod for a year or two. You know what I'm saying? But if they get Barkley with one of them two picks, they're going to be a 500 team or better. If they made all the right moves, they needed him.
So you think Tyrod won't put him past 500?
I'm not going to base it on the offense. I'm just not quite sold on the defense just yet. Because, you know, Tyrod's steady. He's not going to lose no games, but he ain't going to go out of his way to win it for you either. So,
I think he's more of a game manager, but you have the receiver to help him. And that's why I think
defense going to hold up.
But yeah, I think as long as you win your division, I think he'll be all right. And all the team that got to worry about their division, well, you always got to worry about the Baltimore Ravens, but I think the Pittsburgh is the one that you'll worry about the most. It beat them, I think they'd be fine. But I think the culture in Cleveland is the thing that's going to hold them back the most. Because you got to get Barkley. And if they don't, then I think they're going to slide by. But then it's going to make it interesting, too, because I think the Giants, who has always been a running back for the last past 40 years, they get them Barkley. I think they'll do some things in the East. But going back to Cleveland, I think they just miss out on Barkley, like Mike Robinson spoke of. And it shows that their culture is not about winning. It's just about trying to get the best, not even the best player, to try to get good name people, household names, and trying to find a way to put it all together when they got the coach who still can't do the thing that he's supposed to do, you know?
Right,
one game
right.
In the last two seasons, it's not going to get it, not going to get it done. It sounds like Mike Lowry's fantasy football team record, you know? One
man,
in the last.
What was your record, Joe?
Keep up in the second place. What was yours? I'll wait.
Oh, all right. How many games you want? Five, six?
Watch
next year.
Okay.
Next year, y'all both gonna be in the same league, and man, it's just gonna be crazy.
I feel sorry for y'all, because we gonna talk all season long.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm ready for it, man. I'm telling you, because it's all season. I don't know what's been going on with the NFL, but they've been keeping it interesting. You know, a lot of
man,
big names.
The Rams on one, man.
For real.
Rams
they've been playing
the moves.
What? For real. It's like they playing the Madden challenge, building the all Madden team. That is crazy. No salary.
Man. Only man. Thing I'm just curious about, they linebackers. You let your only halfway decent linebacker go and you ain't signed one. I understand you got a good D line, but you gotta have something in the middle to clean that up.
The Rams will go closer. I'm going to put this on April 6th. If the Rams could beat Seattle and Seattle and San Francisco, they'll make some noise. If they don't, if they split them games, they will have an okay season. If they lose both them games, they're not making the playoffs. Put it on record.
Seattle's not.
They got all them pieces.
It's down.
I'm not saying Seattle will be that team, but Seattle's hard to beat in Seattle. You have to beat them in Seattle.
Because they have a good system.
They have a very good system. I think the Marshawn Lynch thing is when they went down. It's like what we talked about that Bradshaw earlier. When you have, what's the other running back? They're not Carson. The other running back, Thomas Rawls. Nobody prepared for him. This is why he had a great second half of the season after Marshawn Lynch went down, because you couldn't plan for him. Now when they plan for him, coupled with his injuries, you know, he can't do well. So I think that they put too much on the shoulders of Russell Wilson. They still don't have the receivers, and losing Jimmy Graham hurt them even more. And their defense is now suspect. But like Kmet said, that they have a good system, and with that system being in place, that's the only reason why they're going to be top upper echelon, top two teams in the West.
Right.
You think they're going to be a top two team? I don't see them
in the West. In the West,
they're going to be last in the division. Mark my words.
Arizona
get David Johnson back next season. Arizona.
Who's that mean?
They get a top two running back next year.
They might do the Richard Sherman system, dog. You can't do the one
top
field.
What
I mean,
he
on play side, though.
Last year, he got hurt, so he's not at the top two anymore. He has to work his way
still
back.
Still got that
David Johnson was gonna do what Kamara did, but. As a better runner, though. But he doesn't have a quarterback to do that for him. Bradford never had a running back to throw the ball out the backfield, too.
Do you remember
we have
David
not
Johnson
seen
never had
back
a quarterback?
Okay, and what did he do, though? He had that one good year. Well, hold
on. That was his only year.
Carson Palmer is a decent quarterback. Let's
not
disrespect the man like that.
No, you're not. Carson Palmer's not been
green
good.
Was the green bomber?
When he had
Who's been very good. I know you hate him right now. And it's good for you to be hating. Has been below average since he's been in Arizona. I don't know what Carson Palmer, what draft him. Okay, name me two receivers he's ever had.
What you mean? You got Larry Fitzgerald. You got one of the best receivers ever in the history.
Okay, that's one.
You got the two Browns teams stretching the field for you.
Oh, man, they're trash.
What more you
need? They're trash. Just because you did well with you on your fantasy team 1 week out the season.
I
mean, they're good, though.
I didn't have 9-1 at
the time. They're trash.
Hey.
It was not
Larry
on my
Fitzgerald was the only person he ever had over there.
I was never driving Arizona corner court receiver because his quarterback caught him on this track. And you know that.
Oh, wait. Well, hey, I can't wait. We definitely going to put that to the test during football season. But we about to get this thing wrapped up and hit the stove. This your dude, Uncle Leroy Jr. Don't say the Leroy without the Jr. We got special guest tuned in. Who that is?
My
God. And this the co-host. Where you at?
Lil Jimmy, don't
viewer
from the block.
Discretion
you
is advised.
Know, man, up in this thing.
And we out. Hey.
Better stop, Ryan.
Is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.